It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 29th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. If roadshows for companies planning initial public offerings are like the traveling circus, then Alibaba's roadshow is a six-tent big top. The Chinese e-commerce giant could have one of the biggest IPOs ever. Alibaba's goal is to get investors to buy tickets to this show to the tune of $20 billion, which is no small feat. Does a roadshow circus at this level come with a safety net as Alibaba travels the high wire? Marketplace's Sabri Benashour takes a look.
Alibaba wants to raise $20 billion. And usually a roadshow does a tour of U.S. cities to raise money, but this time everyone wants a piece.
They're going to travel to 100 meetings in three continents over the span of 2 weeks leading up to this.
Matt Turlip is with financial data firm Privco. In an unusual move, Alibaba is using a multitude of banks to offer its shares instead of concentrating power in just a few. Max Wolf is with Manhattan Venture Partners.
They're going to need a lot of people out there generating excitement and selling it because they have to place a lot of shares.
Another unusual thing, most companies on their roadshows field questions about themselves.
The relationship with the Chinese government as a huge part of that economy is certainly something I think investors will be asking the roadshow about.
John Brigginshaw is a lecturer at UCLA's Haas School of Business. He says some investors will be suspicious of how the Chinese government might influence the company or shareholders' rights. In New York, I'm Sabri Benashour for Marketplace.
Okay, I know it's been like all Apple rumors ahead of the company's early September event, but the Financial Times says the company is definitely updating its privacy policy for apps that are part of Apple's recently announced fitness tracking platform called HealthKit. The change? Apple reportedly is moving to prevent third-party apps from selling the data collected by the platform. That would make it difficult for companies to deliver you ads for losing weight after your health tracking shows you're a little on the hefty side, for instance. Interesting update ahead of this September 9th date. I wonder what it could portend. It's been a big week for tech numbers, and for this week's Silicon Tally, we have a very special guest. You've heard Stacey Vanek-Smith on this show in her capacity as a Marketplace senior reporter. You've also heard her host this show, and I'm sad to say that today is her last day with us at Marketplace. Next week, she joins our colleagues over at NPR's Planet Money. Stacey, are you ready for your Marketplace swan song, by way of the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I was born ready.
I get a number for you.
Okay.
Four Japanese automakers
are saying that they can't believe that Hello Kitty's not a cat.
This is an excellent guess. It's actually one of four. This week, Suzuki became the fourth Japanese automaker to recall cars because of spiders. Have you heard about this story?
Yes, I have. What is happening with the spiders in the Japanese cars?
Are you scared of spiders?
If they started coming out of all the openings in my car, yes.
Also, the thing that scares me about this is they clog the vent line to the fuel tank, which means that there could be like an explosion.
An explosion of spiders.
Right. All right. You got a number for me?
24 years old.
Is this like a Snapchat person and their company's worth $10 billion?
Yes, it is. Ben Johnson, you win Silicon Tally. Why do you look so distressed? You just beat the odds and got the number.
This person is so much richer than we will ever be.
You know, there's a lot of money to be made on public radio. You never want to underestimate it. Although, you know, this is on paper, right?
It's true. It seems very
much
dubious.
Like the ghost that is its icon.
It could
Snapchat's profits are difficult to touch.
All right. One SWAT team, speaking of trends,
is who was called in to quell riots regarding Hello Kitty not being a cat.
People are mad.
The Sanrio crowd, man.
This is actually, you know how Amazon bought this video game streaming site, Twitch?
Oh, Twitch, yes,
this
yes.
week?
Yeah.
So this really popular Twitch user this week got swatted. Swatted is a new trend where someone will basically spoof your location. They will call 911, and the 911 dispatcher sent a SWAT team, which then busted into this guy's office, threw him down on the ground, etc., all while he was live streaming this to thousands of Twitch followers.
Oh, my God.
All right. What do you got? You got something for me, right?
I do. 1,500 apps.
1,500 apps is not the number of apps I have downloaded onto my phone, but maybe the average person?
Has 1,500 apps.
That's probably crazy. This is a bad guess.
1,500 apps is the number of fake apps that Microsoft just removed from its Windows Store. Apparently, these are quote-unquote misleading apps, like phishing-type things, data mining.
Malware.
Or spyware.
Ransomware.
Badware, swatware. But yes, 1,500 of them.
There's not a lot of apps in the old Microsoft App Store.
This is probably all that's left is Snapchat. This is why the company's worth so much.
Stacey Vanek-Smith, senior reporter at Marketplace SVS. We're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you too. Thanks, Ben.
Remember, there's a special listener version of Silicon Tally at MarketplaceTech.org. Also, you can follow Stacey's next moves via her Twitter account at SVanek-Smith. And before we go today, another theme of the week is apparently making music from unconventional instruments. Yesterday, it was the sounds of machines made by General Electric. Today, it's something else. Okay, a little stilted, I grant you, but what you're hearing right now is made with the help of a guy who knows his rhythms, musician James Murphy of LCD Sound System fame, partnering with IBM, is turning the repartee of dueling tennis players at the U.S. Open into music. This sample is from yesterday's match between Sam Stosur and Kaya Kanepi. Now, the music is technically generated with an algorithm, but Murphy is helping to choose the sounds. So calls in the match, the connections of the racket with the ball generate different noises. And even though it speeds down and slows up with the match play, you got to admit, there is a nice rhythm to it. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.